It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Well, that's right. Good morning to all. It's a great morning. It really is. The Phillies are going to be in action in 2 days. And it's going to be, as Ray just said, against either the Mets or Brewers. It'll be fascinating to watch that game tonight. Howard Eskin with us in just one moment. A couple things here, top of the hour. Let me say, first off, a major thank you. And I wish I had said this last segment, but a major thank you to someone you may not know, but he does a phenomenal job behind the scenes for us at WIP, and that's Matt Battle. You know, that audio we just played, that compilation, and James, you know, that took a lot of time years ago.
Oh, my goodness.
When we first put it together.
We spent like hours and hours
time.
Going through all the audio, but then you're right, we gave it to Matt, and Matt took it from there.
So Matt is just a magician with audio and all sorts of stuff, and he is the person primarily responsible for putting that together. So we thank Matt, major contribution, which, you know, look, we hope to add to it in a couple weeks, because obviously there's a real chance at a title in a couple weeks.
Guys, as I was sitting here next to John Middleton, he turned to me and showed me his arm.
Yeah.
There were with goosebumps up, and he was covered in goosebumps.
Yeah.
He showed me the physiological change. I mean, the moment that thing started playing,
I saw it too.
It
John.
Was incredible.
No, I saw his
and
reaction.
I think we all did. Like, he's a fan like us. Like,
I
we
know.
All had that exact same reaction.
Correct. Yeah. All right, no life advice with the hammer today. We often do it, but not today. Of course, when we do it, it's always brought to us by MHS Lift. If you're looking for forklifts, a warehouse efficiency assessment, any type of material handling equipment, or if your equipment needs repairs, go to MHSLift.com. We broadcast today from a really raucous Chickies and Pete's, and I mean raucous in a great way. People are excited, rightfully so. Red October in 2 days, and the broadcast here, kind of a pep rally of sorts, presented by Budweiser. Enjoy ice-cold Budweiser during all Phillies postseason action at Chickies and Pete's. All right, let's welcome the King, Howard Eskin. And Howard, thanks for waiting a couple extra minutes. I do appreciate it. Good morning, King.
A couple? A couple, can you not count?
Well, remember when that Super Bowl got delayed for like 40 minutes because the lights went out?
Sometimes
that was messed up.
Ravens happened. Niners.
The lights were out in the entire
Stadium. Remember they put Steve Tasker on the TV for like 5 minutes and he didn't know
what
to say?
Was that when Baltimore was in
there?
Yeah, it was Niners.
It was unbelievable. The lights go out in the Super Bowl.
And then the game turned, right? Weren't the Niners winning and then it flipped the other way?
I think so. Yeah.
Don't know. All right, King, let's get to it. We'll do a lot of Eagles and Phils here with you today. Let's go through some of the decisions that Rob Thompson is faced with. And when he joined us earlier, he didn't declare on some or most of these. But game two starter, I kind of think it's going to be Sanchez, but who do you think it should be, Sanchez or Nola?
I think it should be Nola, but it probably will not be Nola because, as Rob said yesterday during his news conference, he said that Nola, I mean, basically everybody knows Nola could pinch anywhere. So that was an indication to me, and I think everybody else, that he feels more comfortable with Nola pitching. Actually, with Nola pitching on the road, because the third game would be on the road. So I think it's going to be Sanchez. It's like down the line, assuming they're going to win the next series, they're going to need a fourth starter. That to me is the real question.
But yeah, how concerned are you about Ranger, Howard?
Very, very. Yeah, I don't think you can put – I don't think he went over the top saying, he on the radar gun, he ticked 92.
Yeah, he said 92, 93.
Who cares what he ticked? Yeah, who cares what he ticked? You know, you got to have location. The whole game, for pitchers, it's all about location. So I can't believe that he'd be the fourth starter. There's got to be – well, they got to figure that out. But, the lineup – I think he knows what the lineup's going to be. I'm hoping it's the Mets, because there'll be more energy. There'll be energy in the ballpark anyway. But to see those two fan bases go after each other, I think is another part of the game. Milwaukee's a good team, yeah. But the Mets would create a little more excitement. But I think he knows who he's going to play and who he's going to start.
Will Taiwan Walker be on the roster for the NLDS?
The double A or the single A roster are you talking about?
Good answer.
Or will he play in another country? Not one single little itty bitty chance that will he be on.
I agree with you. James thinks he's going to be on the roster. I agree with you, Howard.
You think Spencer Turnbull factors into some?
Well, James's theory is you might have a game that goes to extra innings.
I was just basing on Dombrowski said that to us. And who else is it? It's Colby out. Who's your 12th pitcher, Howard? I understand
I'm
that,
with you,
like,
Howard. I don't care.
In
either.
Reality,
what can Spencer Turnbull do?
I don't want it to be him either.
Turnbull doesn't sound ready.
It's what it doesn't sound like
I was going to go
yet.
Turnbull with that 12th spot,
but
then Topper said he's not ready.
Be ready. But we already know what Walker is.
I agree. All right, Howard, let's go to the outfield. Without going, this guy, does the outfield worry you? Because it does worry me. I mean, they feel pretty light, center to left. They feel pretty light.
I had lunch with a baseball executive, former baseball executive, a couple days ago. Actually, it was at Chickies and Pete's. So we got together, and he says, let's look at the Phillies outfield. He said, who is a starting outfielder in Major League Baseball? Castellanos.
Yep.
The other guys are fourth outfielders.
Yeah, Marsh is a platoon guy, basically.
Right, and so is Rojas.
Rojas is someone I don't think should even start at all.
And so is Hayes.
I agree.
To their credit, they've never said Hayes was a platoon guy. They've said he was an everyday guy from the moment he arrived in town.
They did.
Yeah, but the point is, I'm worried about their lineup. And listen, they're a very good team. There's no question. Let's make that clear. But they have flaws in that lineup. The two and three hitters have to hit. It's okay. The pitching in the playoffs, that's what usually wins anyway, in the playoffs. The pitching's going to have to be really good, and the back end of their bullpen's going to have to be good, because in baseball, six or seven innings is all your start is going to go, so you're going to need your bullpen. But I'm worried about the lineup, like who you put out there. They're just interchangeable parts. Castellanos is the only really legitimate starter.
I agree.
In
on the
that
outfield.
Outfield.
Yeah, I agree. Howard, let's get to the Eagles. So I have a theory.
Yeah, can I address something about the Eagles?
Sure.
Because it's been it's not been stated correctly, and it's not been addressed and really analyzed correctly. And it's Jalen Hurts, and everybody wants to talk about Jalen Hurts and the head coach, and it was misunderstood or not. Nobody wanted to understand it the other day. The question, and we all know the question, and it was Elliot, you and Nick, obviously big voices on the team as the head coach and the quarterback. As you enter the bye, and want to find out identity. Do you two talk about what you want the message to be to the team, or kind of how you want to handle as you go into the second part of the year? And his response was, we have our moments. Now, that doesn't mean, that was a question directly about, do you address, talking about addressing the team? Not does he talk to Nick Sirianni, and I obviously I tried to check it further. He and Nick get along fine. He and Nick get along, and Nick Sirianni get along fine. There should have been a follow-up question, and there wasn't. And the next question was, what are you going to do during the bye? You know, it wasn't represented properly, and people are making out like he and Nick Sirianni don't get along. Jalen Hurts has got to play better. Let me make that clear.
That's the main thing, Howard, right?
Yeah, right.
That's like, because Howard, here's my thing on the first 4 weeks. Both Nick and Jalen deserve to be criticized, but Jalen deserves to be criticized far more than Nick.
Oh,
I think that's open to debate.
No,
that's
I mean, it clearly is just the way people react. But, Howard, I think it's easy to see that Jalen's the bigger problem.
Well, he is the bigger problem. The quarterback is, you can't win and go far without your quarterback playing well. How many teams do that? And, John, you just have this agenda about Nick Sirianni. And I'll give you an example. The other day when he was on the air with you guys, you say, hey, Nick, you're 3-8 going into last year. That's 7 games from last year. So let me address another team, John. The Vikings were 1-6 in their last 7 games. That's 7 for the Vikings, 7 for the Eagles. They're 4-0 this year. So now they still have a losing record if you go back 7 games, by my math, John, but I'm not a Stanford guy. But they still go back. You're going back 7 games last year into this year. They still have a losing record.
But, Howard, the caveat is this feels like last year. You know what I mean? Like they,
well, yeah, but that,
when
and
they
that's
win,
the point.
When they win.
We haven't won the
twice.
Turnover battle in 12 straight games.
And it's this year, and they are not good enough.
12 straight games,
so
that goes back to last year.
Yeah, but I'm not going back to last year because they're a different team.
Well, I am. I think
well, yeah,
the trends
you,
go back to last year.
Your,
if you object to the fact that I did, sorry,
yeah,
I did.
No,
I think the trends exist. Going
yeah,
back to last year,
well,
Jalen's play
much
started falling
they
off last year.
John, they have,
in my
they
mind,
have they have different players than last year.
Well, so
they
what?
Have a new offensive coordinator who calls the plays. By the way, you know, so they're different. So let's address this year. This year they're not good enough. I am so disappointed. 2-2 is not good enough. The 2-2 is just not good enough. I know it's only 500. That's not good enough. That's what we got to address. They're not good enough this year. Right
that's
now,
true.
They're
yeah.
not good enough.
I agree.
I,
you know,
I don't right, care
King,
about
enjoy,
this year.
Enjoy Red October, my man. And look, we'll see where the Eagles go.
Hey, if they don't win the next game, we are all going to go crazy.
Phillies or Eagles?
The Eagles. I mean, okay. The Phillies.
Both?
Both? Probably both.
Well, if the Phillies don't win the next series, we're going to go crazy.
Well, that's a given.
If the Eagles don't beat Cleveland, because they suck, if they don't beat Cleveland, oh, my gosh, where does it go from there? Because then they have to go to Cincinnati. So,
I got it.
You know, it's,
Howard, stay well, buddy. We'll talk next week. Thanks, Howard. I guess he's gone. All right. Let's go to...
all right. See you later, Howard.
Let's go to John. He's calling from Plymouth Meeting. Good morning, John.
Hey, how's it going? I'm so excited for Phillies October Red. We're all excited here at work. We got Phillies Red on, Phillies Blue. I can't get over how excited I am. I just can't wait to find out who we're playing.
Tell you something.
You sound excited.
John, you're so excited.
I can't tell that you're excited.
But, John, you said it backwards. You said Phillies October Red.
That's how excited he is.
Yeah.
You can't,
you're
even,
right.
Can't even speak correctly.
It works that way, though.
I know,
it does work
crazy.
That way. I like it.
Yeah, we're all here at work excited. We're chanting, like, go Phillies. It's nuts. I'm more excited this year than I have been the past three.
Because really we have a better chance to win it all,
well,
buddy.
Yeah.
That's why.
I believe it. I don't care who we play. You know, you got to win the World Series, you got to beat every team. I don't care if it's the Mets or the Brewers. I'm so excited.
Well, I hope we...
See, the Eagles are giving me odds of them, but the Phillies, you know...
I hear you.
The Phillies give me odds of it, too, but I'm really excited about them.
All right, go ahead.
I think I got the red to win it all.
Let me hear it.
You guys actually helped me out with this answer when you were talking about Gordon and Marie on Sesame Street. This man's met presidents. He's met first ladies. He helps kids how to teach or to read and write and deal with their emotions. Elmo.
That's a good answer.
Elmo is a good answer.
Yeah, love Elmo.
For sure. Look, we're going to have this simple like Elmo versus the not simple like Mars. You know what I mean?
Elmo beats Mars any day.
I don't know. We're going to have to decide by the
no
end.
There's no way. Yes. Elmo beats
Mars.
Oh,
I think Elmo beats Mars. So we might run into some issues
Mars
here.
Mars is a planet.
Well, but John,
Elmo is a beloved childhood figure.
By whom?
My daughter
everyone.
Loved Elmo.
Right.
Everyone,
I still
every
love
kid
Elmo.
I've ever met
I
loved Elmo.
My
look,
children did not.
I lean Mars, but I will say
some children
this.
Find Elmo annoying.
Look, well, that, I agree with that. But I lean Mars, but I will say Elmo has impacted more humans than Mars.
Without yes. a doubt.
We've never interacted with Mars.
Yeah, Mars is
I mean,
just
we sent
there.
A rover up there. But, all right, Ben,
the best stuff with Mars has been fictional. It's been creations.
Yeah, all right, Ben, there's so much going on here.
Wait, Elmo's... Also fictional.
Of course. Well, Elmo is also interacting with real people.
All right. Ben, that montage yes. of audio we played, taking out the two title wins, championship wins,
uh-huh.
which moment struck you the most of the 20-something we played when you heard it?
I've always been partial to Michael Jack's 500th in Pittsburgh. And it was such a... time in my life where I was so into baseball, obviously, and into the Phillies, and I just remember that call, and it's the call that I when I give HK, it's the call that I think of the most of all his calls, because it was, you know, as Michael says, you know, he gave me that name, like it was,
I know
that was everything, and to have him reach that and to see him run around the bases clapping his hands in that fashion and the way H described it, it's always stuck in my head.
Rhea, which one, again, taking off the ones where they win the World Series, which moment hit you the most?
The Roy Halladay.
I mean, which one? There were two.
The one where in Miami.
And, the perfect game.
Yeah, the perfect game. Wow. Because what I remember most about that, I was at the shore, and we were all watching the Flyers. Was it game two?
Game one.
But it was a nice night out, so we had the windows open. And I start hearing like this out of sync cheering going, and I'm like, so I grabbed my phone. And I went, yeah, we got to put the Phillies game on.
Yeah.
It's like, so I love that call.
James,
love that
which
call.
One for you?
I'm sorry you asked this because it hit me different. Like there have been different answers. And this mm-hmm. time it was the weights. It was the 07 pennant clinch. It was Kim Batiste. It was the lovable group of losers. Those three pieces of audio feeling the memory of what it felt like for the first time ever for me, and then in, you know, 14 years later, whatever it was,
sure.
like I felt that weight when I heard that audio this time yeah. more than I have in the past.
John, is it for you Bedlam? Like you weren't as hardcore baseball growing up as the rest of us were. So Bedlam at the Bank, does that one hit you the most?
The first walk off I ever saw was Michael Franco.
Well, I know.
While we were there.
Yeah, like,
yeah, that's not good.
Yeah, I think Bedlam, absolutely. I mean, it's very recent.
It's
very recent.
I mean, Bedlam, you can make a case, guys. Other than the moments they've won the championship,
yeah,
you can make a case that maybe the next two biggest, maybe, are Bedlam at the Bank and the final out of the 80 NLCS when Gary Maddox caught the ball in center field.
And Sisler, we never talk about
and
it.
We know, and we didn't
it,
have the
yeah,
audio.
Exactly,
we didn't have
the audio. But that one yeah. probably is one of those moments
sure.
for people
so,
who are there for
you know, but I know for, you know, here's the thing about the Phillies. So it took 98 years to win a World Series.
Yep.
I mean, Ben, 98 years.
It's not an easy thing to do.
Well, I should say 98. So let me just say this. People
it's
often
not Ben's
say
fault,
people
Joe.
Often say 97 years. It's not. It's 97 seasons. Excuse me. It's 97 years. It's 98 seasons.
Correct.
Like it was their 98th season when they won in 1980.
Yeah. It's
incredible.
Not, think about, and I hate to bring them up, but think about what the Braves did in the 90s.
Yeah,
they won 14 NLCS titles in a row. How many World Series did they win?
One.
It's not easy.
It really isn't. All right, 215.
At the expense of Jason Kelsey's Cleveland Indians, I'm sure that was a tough moment for young Jason Kelsey.
215-592-9494. All right, a lot up ahead. We're going to get to a lot of calls next because we haven't done as many as we wanted to today, obviously with all the guests. We're coming to you on the phone lines next from Chickies and Pete's on 94 WIP.
NFL Week 5 is here, and you can start with a chance for a big win on FanDuel in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, America's number one sportsbook. New to FanDuel? FanDuel. Go to FanDuel.com/JONR, John R., and you'll get started with $200 in bonus bets guaranteed when you place your first $5 bet. For Thursday night football, we've got Tampa Bay and Atlanta, and you can win big with the same game parlay for this one. Check out the money line, which quarterback will throw an interception, and then, of course, some anytime touchdowns for the stars. Just visit FanDuel.com/JohnR to make every moment more this season. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 94WI.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers, and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams, and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. That's FanDuel.com/JONR to win big.
All right, a lot on the Phillies today. Some on the Eagles as well, obviously, as, you know, they got a bye week, but they've been a very hot topic, to say the least. All right, let's get a lot of calls in here. We're not going to do Times Yours today. We normally do it. We just want to keep it with live phone calls this segment. We appreciate those that have waited on hold a long time through a bunch of guests, which today have included Jason Kelsey, have included John Middleton, have included Rob Thompson. Reminder, at any time, you can always go back and listen to the Odyssey app. Listen live on the Odyssey app to our show, our station, but you can also listen to past content if you missed some of the interviews. Odyssey app, it is all there. It is all housed there, and you can hear it anytime. Let's go to the phones. 215-592-9494. Talk to Chris in Middleton right now. Chris in Middletown. Hi, Chris.
Good morning, adults, and even you, Muppet Weasel.
Chris, it's great to hear you, man.
It's been a minute,
what
Chris.
What in the world is going on?
He's too busy calling the midday show.
What?
Yeah,
really?
Yeah.
Hey, listen,
yeah.
I'm loyal to the time slot that launched me, so, you know, I know Fritz wants me to defect and go to the afternoon show, and I refuse, and, you know you guys are always where my heart's at, and, you know, James, I feel bad that you got to do some of those baseball shows with nervous
Wait,
Fritzy.
Chris, but, you said you say we're where your heart's always at, but you never call us. Like, that does not jibe.
John, just because I don't call doesn't mean I'm not listening, and it doesn't mean that my heart isn't there. So
I'll take it.
I respect
nice.
That.
That does feel
Chris,
nice.
What do you got today, man?
Yeah, I know you guys got a lot to get through, so I'm going to keep this short and sweet, okay? I just want to launch this message out here today, okay? So we are going to win the World Series. We have the starting pitching, we have the bullpen, and we have the clutch bat, all right? This is our time. This is our destiny. Joe, what's red? The city of Philadelphia, as the Phillies hold the parade and float through a sea of fans to celebrate another World Series championship.
All right,
it's Fred October. Let's go!
Oh, that's a great answer. That could win.
Grab that for drive of the week, Fran. Please, thank you.
I think it's in the lead.
That is a phenomenal answer.
It's a little bit of a takeoff of the Phillies thing, but he twisted it into Philadelphia.
He twisted it just the right way. I think it's just the right way.
That's pretty good. All right, by the way, our broadcast today from Chickies and Pete's in South Philadelphia, Red October, you know, pep rally of sorts. Nothing goes better with Phillies baseball than crab fries and ice-cold Budweiser. Of course, you can find Chickies and Pete's not only throughout the many locations in the Delaware Valley and beyond, but also at ChickiesandPete's.com. Let's go to Cheese Boy. What up, Cheese Boy?
Yo, what's up, guys? How you doing?
Hey, Cheese Boy, how do you get that name, Cheese Boy?
I was in Wing Bowl in 96, 97, and 98.
Oh.
Wow.
So were you, like, better at eating cheese than you were at eating other things?
I'm guessing he ate cheese as his way to get into Wing Bowl would be my guess.
Generally, that's how they would get the
ass. That was generally
very good,
way.
James. You paid entirely too much attention.
I sure did. I should listen for a really, really long time.
All right, Cheesy, what do you got?
So, Joe, just to build off of you're talking about Bryce Harper wanting to win a championship, how much do you think it sticks in his craw that the year he signed with the Phillies, the Nationals won the World Series?
Listen, there's a couple athletes that have dealt with that. So Peyton Manning's a big example because Tennessee won right after he graduated. You know, there's a few of them. You know, even Tiki Barber,
with
the Giants after he retired, they won the next year. So, but Bryce is a notable example, and I'm sure it bothers him dramatically. I'm sure it does. I mean, he's probably happy for his friends on the team, you know, and the staffers in Washington that he was close
with.
That
was a really crazy championship they won, wasn't it? Weren't they like the worst team
for the first third of the season, and then they just went on a run and went nuts.
And it's one of the only times Steven Strasburg was healthy.
seriously, he was the World Series MVP.
He was.
So, geez, I would think it bothers him a lot.
Yeah, and the other comment I have about the Eagles, I think this is all on Jalen Hurts. I mean, I look at when other quarterbacks come off the field, they're all looking at the Microsoft services or they're looking at the pages that were used to be printed out. He seems like he sits at the bench, end of the bench, and stares into oblivion and is just sulking all the time.
Well, it doesn't look great to me in that regard.
I need to see that better. I have not seen enough of that to determine that. I'd like to see him interact with Kellen Moore more. Because I don't know how that works.
We don't see all that's going on. Right. On that. Like, they show the shots of him when he's sitting staring into nothing.
Right.
So who knows how much he interacts.
All right, Cheese, give me an answer here. For the Dane Cook ticket, something red.
All right, I'm going to tie it into the election circuit. How about the red states?
Oh, the red states, right to the election. All right, so let's go to the Twitter poll question of the day. It's brought to us by Armin Chevrolet, proud to again be Pennsylvania's number one Chevrolet EV dealer. Now in stock, the Equinox, Blazer, and Silverado's EV. Together, let's drive, ArminChevy.com. So I have the poll results in front of me from the two poll questions today. All right, the first, who should bat cleanup behind Bryce Harper? John, alphabetical order, Boehm, Castellanos, Real Muto. Who do you think people voted for?
I really have no idea here. Castellanos is, that's an option that I really hadn't weighed for myself heavily enough. I do think for me personally, it would be Castellanos or JT Real Muto. But Alec Boehm has been excellent. So I think, despite the fact he's got the hand thing, I think Alec Boehm probably wins this.
He does.
And I think that's a mistake. I think the hand is a real problem, and I've been surprised at how big a problem it's been.
Well, yeah, I mean, look, I'll say this. And Rob Thompson seemed to indicate when he was with us that he'll be more nimble and ready to change if need be if guys are struggling in the postseason. Now, of course, he's not going to bench Bryce Harper or Trey Turner. But would you guys agree? Ben, would you agree when Rob Thompson was on, he sounded, while not fully committed, more inclined to make changes sooner this year if need be?
Without a doubt. And something he's been open about, we started in spring training, like there's certain things that I could have done, I should have done, and it's something that he learned from. I think he's very willing because he knows this is a small window.
Does Sanchez starting the second game, if he does, tell you that, does that embolden your opinion of that even more?
No, I think this has a lot more to do with numbers than anything else.
Road at home.
It's drastic. I'm sorry. Yeah. It's three earned runs more on the road. That's drastic.
That's
not
a big
one
difference.
Run. That, but it still does show that he's willing to change things based on evidence that he has. And we hope that he's willing to change on evidence
things.
In the moment more so.
That's right. All right, so here's the poll results on that one. John, 52% say Bohm, 40% say Castellanos, 8% say JT.
8% for JT. That's rough.
But you guys know my theory. I'll just go with whoever's hot. I mean it.
I guess that's what it needs to be.
Let me put it this way. If JT hits, I'll make up a spot, sixth, okay? But hits two home runs in game one, then
you're just moving him to four immediately.
Yeah.
Sure.
I mean, what are you waiting for?
Sure. I mean, yeah. Like, I mean, there's no reason to be proud here. Like, let's just get the most functional guy in that spot.
And here's the other thing I'll say about JT. This is kind of what I'll call good news about JT, Bohm, and Real Muto. Stylistically, they're incredibly similar. You know, like, JT's probably the fastest, although I don't know if he still is at this age, but historically he's been. He probably still is. But, I mean, they basically all do the same thing.
Bohm gets the bat on the ball more than those other guys.
A little bit. I agree with that. All right. Second poll question. John, the question was, who would you rather the Phillies play in the NLDS? Now, let's all go on the record ourselves before we get the poll results. Rhea, Brewers or Mets, who would you rather the Phillies face?
Brewers.
What's your primary reason?
I don't really want to face their bullpen, but I think their starters can be gotten to.
Ben, what's your answer here, and what's your primary?
Brewers.
Why?
I think the Phillies, especially their starting rotation, do better against guys that don't see them that often.
Oh.
I am Brewers, and the primary reason is I don't want to deal with the Mets fans. I'm not in the mood for it. I'm not in the mood for it, especially if the Phillies lose, but I'm just not in the mood for 5 to 12,000 fans invading the bank.
I'm with you.
I have no interest in that.
After what I witnessed at the Wells Fargo Center with the Sixers and the Knicks fans, that was disgusting.
Brutal. All right, James, which is your answer here?
I mean, I'd rather play the Brewers. I think the Phillies have a better chance to beat them, but I'm not scared of the Mets. I'm not scared of Mets fans coming here. I think it'll be less than you think it is. I know some will get in, and I do think there is something to sports being fun, and it would be fun to face the Mets for the first time in the playoffs.
That is true. It would be fun. John, your answer?
The Mets have been playing hotter baseball. I know if we're facing the Brewers, it's because they've beaten the Mets, but they've only beaten them twice. I feel like the Mets are just hotter, and I'd rather play the worst team. I'm not too proud. I think
the
Mets win.
The Brewers win. People would rather face the Brewers, following in line with what most of us said here, or all of us. 75% would rather face the Brewers.
Okay, good.
All right, let's talk to Ed, calling from Phoenixville. Hi, Ed.
Hey, Mr. DeCamera. I just wanted to say this once. It's taken me almost a full week to recover from the thrashing you gave me last Friday.
Yeah, it was.
But I'm gonna mention not one, but two Jalen Hurtsisms right there. I mean, I couldn't just sit there and stare at it. I had to flush it. You either win or you learn. I certainly learned, one, that I wasn't ready for that smoke, and two, I really don't know much about pre-83 Phillies trivia, like, at all. So I had to just go to school for a little bit. So,
well, I admire that. Good job by you. Just remember this, Ed. Abraham Lincoln, before he was president, lost in 1858 in a big race. So you can bounce back and be a winner.
He lost a couple times.
He did. He lost a couple times.
I love that
times.
Your go-to reference.
I mean, Winston Churchill was part of blowing World War I, and then, you know, not blowing it, but a disaster at Gallipoli, and then bang, World War II. He's, you know, leader of the free world. You know, there's hope for you, Ed. That's my point.
And kudos to Seltzer for writing north of 1,500 unique trivia questions. That's a talent.
Thanks, buddy. Really,
and at least he's not complaining as much as he used to do. My God, he used to want.
I did used to complain a lot.
There was a lot of bellyache.
Yeah, there was.
So I've reined it in.
Concern about the Phillies going into the playoffs, and it's, you know, it's plagued them throughout their little cold spells this season, is their inability to... The striking out too often is one thing, but striking out on three or four pitches, not seeing pitches, their plate discipline is going to be my biggest concern going into the playoffs. And that goes from outside of Bryce Harper and Schwarber from like top to bottom. Like, if we're not getting guys on base, it's going to be a rough postseason. But
well, that's clear. You know. I mean, look, but that also goes for every team.
It does, but I think Ed's right in the sense of we're talking about how do you combat the coldness, and even Rob Thompson was like, you know, we'll see.
Right.
I do think the best way you can combat it is by having a consistent approach at the plate and not chasing all the time and going up and taking...
All right, well, let's ask Ben. So, yeah. Ben, as a player who was cold quite a bit in your career... No.
Wow!
No, just kidding.
Wow.
Ben, all jokes aside, seriously, like, players have hot moments, cold moments, mm-hmm. average. When you're in a slump, what is... from your experience personally or seeing others, generally the best way to try to come out of it? And quickly, by the way, because this ain't like, hey, I'll get you next month. Like, this is the month. How do you do that?
Less is more approach. Shrink your strike zone and just stay with, you know, pick one side of the plate until you get to two strikes. If you're good at going the other way, then look for a pitch away. If you're good at turning on balls, look for a pitch in until you get to two strikes. Then you obviously have to cover all 17 inches.
Ben, is it as...
selective hitting.
Ben, is it as mental as I think it is? Like, let me put it this way. I have one bad golf shot, I'm in trouble. I have two in a row. If I have two in a row... like, I really got a problem now.
Mm-hmm.
I would imagine baseball players, it's not only that, but magnified by 1,000 because you have millions watching, right?
Yeah, and then it starts to snowball, like you said, and then you start to, well, I got to get this pitch, and then all of a sudden you look up and it's 1-2. Or, like, I have to be aggressive early in counts, and then, you know, you go outside the zone, you roll a ball over to shortstop, yeah. And that's how it can compound itself. But this is a lineup that's, you know, when it's right, there's nobody better.
Hey, Ed, give me a great answer here. In honor of Red October, something red.
Probably one of the best college football rivalries, the Red River Shootout.
Yeah, you got it,
good
man.
One.
Ed, appreciate that call. Well, no time's yours today, as I mentioned earlier, but of course, when we do it, and we'll have it tomorrow. Hey, by the way, get great Time's Yours calls in tomorrow with your Phillies enthusiasm. Tomorrow will be our last show prior to the start of the baseball playoffs from a Philly standpoint. So for tomorrow's Time's Yours, the line to call is 215-238-4500. 215-238-4500. Get phenomenal enthusiasm calls in for tomorrow's Time's Yours, which, of course, Time's Yours is always brought to us by Xfinity Mobile, the sponsor of WIP's Xfinity Mobile Lounge. With Xfinity Mobile, customers now getting exclusive access to Wi-Fi speeds up to a gig on the go. Let's go to Lee right now in Wilmington. Hi, Lee. What up, Lee? We'll get back to Lee. Let's go to James
Zylon
in Foxborough, like Foxborough up there.
Yeah. Thanks, everybody.
Are you a spy? Are you a bad person? Like, we don't know which side of the war you're on here. Are you with us or against us?
100% with y'all.
All right.
So I actually called in the day after the Eagles won the Super Bowl. Our headquarters for our business is at Gillette Stadium, and I was celebrating, being like, this is it, baby. I'm here celebrating. Absolutely zero silence across this whole entire area. So it was a great victory day for us.
That's awesome.
And want to see more of that, especially still being up here in this area. And I think what it comes down to is that really all Philadelphia teams, but right now as we're focusing on the Eagles and the Phillies, it's about making statements. And I think when we look back in 2022, you know, we saw Jalen Hurts, we saw A.J. Brown coming in, making statements. It wasn't about this, you know, it's about business. They wanted to come in here and prove to everybody that, hey, these are a bad duo that you don't want to mess with. And I think that team really took it off there. I think C.J. Gardner-Johnson came in, wanted to make a statement. And they went into that way to the Super Bowl. But sadly, I think with, you know, some kind of confusion or too much of this drama of trying to personalize themselves, they kind of fell away from that.
Well, look, I don't know. I tend to think they have regressed talent-wise defensively, and Jalen has just really not held up his end of the bargain.
My only argument, though. I mean, you know, again, obviously you guys know I'm up here in Massachusetts. As much as I cannot stand Tom Brady, like every other good Philadelphian, the guy made statements. You know, he was a consistent, especially as he reveals himself more and more as an athlete. You know, he loses to the Eagles in the Super Bowl, came back, made a statement, says he can't.
You know, look, it's the guys like Brady. Let me tell you this, James. Guys like Brady and LeBron, like the fact that LeBron is in his early 40s and still playing at a high level,
it's wild.
It takes an incredible amount of dedication, commitment, sacrifice. You know how easy it is to just go have that meal that's not good for you?
Yes.
to not you know? Go to bed at 7 o'clock. clock or whatever he does. It's, like, all that stuff.
It's, all right, James, we got to start turning too quickly. Give me a great answer. We're going to move fast here. Something red.
Something red. I'm from Jim Thorpe, Pennsylvania. So we were known as the Olympians, and that's the Red Swarm, baby. When the Red Swarm came for you, that's what victories are all about. So the Red Swarm.
You got it, James. We're moving really fast here. Something red. Gary, something red. What do you got?
How about what we hope our Phillies see? The red stitches on the baseball.
All right, you got it. All right, we need to quickly come up with a winning answer, but before we do that, let me say, Shakey's and Pete's our home base today, of course, for this Red October Rally presented by Budweiser, where you can enjoy ice-cold Budweiser during all the Phillies postseason action at Shakey's and Pete's. And reminder, if you missed any portion of today's show, including interviews with extended interview with Jason Kelce, I don't even know if interview is the right term, but he was on the show for an hour, co-hosts the show every Thursday, 7:30 to 8:30. If you want to hear from Kelce, if you missed it, Rob Thompson when he was on earlier, John Middleton when he was on earlier. You can hear all of that content and the rest of the show on the Odyssey app. All right, winning answer for something red. John, you get first crack at it. It looks to me like the main thing said blood, Dorothy's red slippers, Elmo, and the city of Philadelphia during a Phillies parade.
Well, that sounds tantalizing.
Does it count? Does it count?
I think it does, because it's switching it around just enough.
I think so. Really? Yeah. You think that counts?
Kind of.
And Mars, by the way. And Mars. I didn't say that earlier. Who said Mars? Oh, yeah. Caller said Mars. Rhea, Mars or the city of Philadelphia?
Oh, I'll go the city of Philadelphia over Mars.
Ben Davis?
City of Philadelphia, any day.
That's no-brainer.
All right.
Yeah.
Look, it was a creative answer. Chris, you've won the tickets. It was kind of a trap, I don't know, trap door, but a side door to win, but you pulled it off. All right. Have a great day. Everyone, thanks to Chickies and Pete's for their phenomenal hospitality and all the many people that came out to watch the show. We appreciate it. Broadcast rolls on because Joe and Hugh, they're up next from this very table. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Getting you ready for the Phils one more day on 94WIP. It's better
over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in, trade-in, service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.